Hey, this is Dante Tendola from WRSU here with Public Access TV. Give a little introduction to each band member.
I'm John. I sing and play guitar in the band.
I'm Zan. I play guitar.
I'm Pete. I play drums.
I'm Max. I play bass.
So, give me a little history. How'd you guys get together as a band and get to where you are now?
So, the history of the band. Well, the band formed in 2014, maybe the end of 2013. I don't recall.
13.
End of 2013. New Year's was the night. Yeah, I don't know. We moved to New York. I moved to New York in 2008 with Max. We had gone to high school together in 2008, 2009, 2010. I met this dude. We played music together. And during the span of all of us playing various things in different bands and whatever, I was writing songs for this band. And then we all got in the same room, met Pete, the most beloved member of the van, and of the van.
True.
And
also makes sense.
Then we started playing together as a unit, and now we're here in 2017.
It's crazy how time flies, right? It's already 2017.
Time really does fly.
So why Public Access TV? I used to run the Public Access channel for my town.
Oh, really?
So as soon as I saw you guys come up on our playlist, I was like, I gotta play this.
How was the vibe at the Public Access TV channel there? Was it like anybody could kind of have a show?
Well, it was kind of just a high school thing, so we would play like fake newscasts. And
we liked that it was just like kind of like anybody can have their own show, anybody can do anything. And that's like, I think the kind of vibe we wanted to have in the band name. But then again, why any band name, you know what I mean? We were just trying to have something that sounds somewhat interesting.
And that definitely caught my eye when it first came into the station. So I think your music really reflects like this lost art, which is kind of like the pinnacle of rock and roll before it got all synth poppy in the 80s, like so like 1979, 1980. What are some of your biggest influences in that aspect? Like, how'd you find your sound, like even going back before you guys came together as a band?
Just like listening to records with this guy. And I don't know, listening to a lot of synth pop from the 80s is basically all we listen to now. you know, just being a music lover and like finding out about your favorite records, like I'm sure the same way that you did or anybody did, just being a music lover and listening to shit and then it subconsciously becoming your influence whether you like it or not, probably.
So in End of an Era, you say, you know, the kids don't like rock and roll anymore. Do you think that rock and roll is dead to like my generation, or do you think that it has a place now that, you know, our access to music is a little more diversified with like streaming and stuff? Do you think there's more of a place for rock and roll in today's youth?
I think there's always a place for it. I don't think it's dead. I don't think anything. I think it's just music and it's whatever. Everybody's, what is rock and roll anyway, you know?
It's always there, you know, if you want to listen to it, you can. It doesn't go anywhere. It's always available, especially now.
You guys have this song, I Don't Want to Live in California. Are you guys diehard East Coast guys, or what's your feeling on that?
I'm looking to relocate.
You want to get out of here?
No, not really, but I do like California. It was just like a feeling at the time, back when that song was written, which is a very long time ago. And things change, minds change, people change.
I like California too. I'm not an East Coast guy though. I'm from the North Coast.
Ah.
America's roller coast. But I don't know. Yeah, forget it. Yeah, I like California too, actually. Got nothing against it.
Every time we go there, we have a good time. There's friends there. It's beautiful.
State
and it's,
has everything.
And it's nice weather.
Yeah.
So could you guys see yourselves being an LA band in 3 years?
No, but I like to visit.
Cool.
You make an LA record. But not become an LA band.
Yeah, we might rent a house in Malibu just to master our record and listen on big speakers. But we're gonna record it in New York.
Sounds cool. So you guys are in the East Village right now?
Yeah, yep.
You guys mainly play here, or are you guys all up and down the East Coast?
We mainly don't play.
Anywhere.
No, but we travel. We try not to, I guess, you know, if you play too much in your hometown, it's just kind of like, I don't know. I don't care to, really, but I like to travel and get out of town and go play in more interesting places, or like not more interesting, but just like places that you don't live in, where you don't necessarily have to see all your friends at the show. It's nice when strangers come to the show.
Yeah. How was it today, being up on this stage? Did you see a lot of new faces in the crowd?
Yeah, I saw a few faces in the crowd. We played pretty early. but no, some friends and strangers. Yeah, it was good. I think that like when the audience is that small, sometimes it's like really uncomfortable and stiff, but they were kind of already seemed a little bit loose, so it was made it more comfortable for us than, you know, 10 people that seem a little loopy and weird, which today felt like is better than 10 people just like staring at their phones.
Is it weird playing on a big stage like that early in the morning?
That's the biggest, I mean, it's weird playing on a stage that big ever. Like, that stage was probably the biggest stage I've ever set foot on.
Especially when you're the first band, yeah. It's just kind of uncomfortable.
It definitely felt weird.
It's actually easier if there's a lot of people out there, because they're just going to get into it, you know?
What's next after Never Enough? You guys have a new album in the works?
Right now, currently, we are recording our 80s synth pop follow-up to Never Enough,
for our sophomore album,
and we're actually recording it right now, so like I said, we're gonna finish it here and then master in Malibu, and then we had to change gears to come play the show today. We're like in the right now recording our record, so it's gonna be done by November.
Awesome. I'll be looking forward to hearing that. Some new synth pop from you guys. And you guys got anything else to say for today while we're here?
Well, I don't know if your listeners have ever heard of a band called Zap. If you haven't, you should look them up. They have a great little number entitled Radio People. And if you want to know what our next record sounds like, there you have it.
Easily found on the Ferris Bueller soundtrack.
Sweet. Thanks for sitting down and talking to us today. And
thank you.
That's it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome.